Well, there's not too many people who don't know who we're going to talk to right now, don't recognize the name of my first guest tonight. Former Fargoan Shannon Kerfin has been playing guitar and singing since she was a young girl, which was just a couple of years ago. And most recently as a member of Kid Rock's band, singing that duet Picture, you see in karaoke all the time. And that guitar, I'm guessing, almost burns up every time she's working at it there on a show. Anyway, it's been almost a year since she's been here. And with Bob Seger and Kid Rock, that show you might remember over at the Fargo Dome. And she is coming back for the Winter Blues Fest coming up this Saturday at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo at the main ballroom there. And Shannon Kerfin, welcome back to KFGO.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is great to see you. I can't, everybody is so happy with what's going on with you. I mean, you've had success since you were a little girl. And I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And it's just been escalating ever since.
Well, it's definitely morphed into different things, it's been an interesting kind of sidestep, I guess, in a lot of ways, to become a band member of someone else's band. Being a side musician is definitely a different bag and a whole new set of tricks that you have to learn, but I'm really excited to kind of be able to balance both right now, and get back home and do the shows that I love, like we're doing this weekend, and still be able to play with Kid Rock.
By the way, yeah, it seemed like that tour of his was going on forever. You were always out on the road.
Yeah, it's the never-ending tour. This was supposed to be my year off, and it's actually proven really difficult to really book anything of my own because he just keeps adding more and more dates.
There was somebody asked me to ask you because you have a beautiful young daughter by the name of Lucy. Does she get to come on the tour? Or does she stay home? Or
well, with Kid, she comes out about, I don't know, maybe a month or two out of the year. I fly home when I can, and obviously for the really important things, the milestones. I flew in the morning of her going to her first day of school and flew out after I brought her, and things like that. But we really try not to go more than 5-6 weeks without seeing each other because we all start going a little batty at that point.
I'm just kind of curious too. Is Lucy picking up that guitar yet? Is she a little musically inclined?
She is very musically inclined. It's pretty freaky actually. She just started playing piano, going to lessons and all that. I wish we lived in Fargo where she could have Steve Stein give her guitar lessons, but we don't. But she's a performer for sure. It'll be interesting to watch her because she does kind of anything that she can really be on a stage, is a gymnast and all sorts of things. But she's very serious about the things she does.
It's interesting you mentioned Steve Stein's name. Are you going to be in town on Sunday? Are you sticking around?
Well, maybe.
Because
there's a good reason other than the taco shop.
Well,
you can only have that so many times in a day.
Because his Elevate Rock School is having a show at the venue from 1 to 7.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So all the kids are going to be up there playing their music, and that's going to be Sunday from 1 to 7 over there. And Steve Stein, obviously.
If I'm in town, I will definitely stop by.
As many people know, Steve Stein, along with Bryce Niemiller, who was here. I never get his name right. who was here earlier this week, and they got blizzarded out the first time, so now it's set for this Sunday. So it should be really, really cool.
Wow. Yeah, Steve is just. I mean, I don't know much about the other guy, but Steve is just so talented and just such an amazing teacher. And I would still be taking lessons from him if we lived in the same area.
I was mentioning that I saw a little girl last year about maybe Lucy's age about get up there and sing America's Horse with No Name. I mean, it brings a tear to your eye, It is just so cool to see that. So,
yeah.
Hey, by the way, I got to back up just a bit. When you sing Picture with Kid Rock, does that ever get tiring to you? I mean, so you guys sing the same songs that people want, don't get me wrong, over and over and over again. Does it get tiring, or does it feel better? Do you put a different twist on it maybe the next show?
Yeah, we try and break it up and do different things. Sometimes we play guitar. Sometimes I play lead on it. Sometimes we have the saxophone do the whole beginning of the song by himself. I mean, we mix it up. But, you know, there are those staple songs that people will always want to hear at a Kid Rock show. I mean, obviously, my shows are a completely different level than kids, but, you know, I'll always do True Friends. I'll always do I Don't Make Promises. You know, I'll always play the singles. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't get old to me. Those are the parts that are really exciting because, you know, no matter how the rest of the show is going, it's just so great to be able to, you know, from an audience standpoint, go to a show and hear a song where you know all the lyrics. I mean, there's no better time than that in the world to me. So, you know, we feel that on stage as well.
I hope you didn't take that as a negative question. I mean, it just seems like you sing the same song over and over again. You might want to try and put a little different twist to it just to, you know, do something different.
No, we do. And we try and crack each other up on stage as well. And people probably don't really see that unless you're in the first couple of rows. You know, so we're always doing sneaky little things like that just to keep things fresh.
By the way, I saw a YouTube video, by the way, when he called you a triple threat and then gave you a guitar to play during that song.
Yeah, we were doing that for a while, too.
Singer, songwriter, and guitar player.
Yeah, that was awfully nice of him.
By the way, when did you first pick up the guitar?
I think I was about 10.
Did you have anybody that you were, you know, trying to emulate there, or who gave you the real big boost that you knew you wanted to do that?
You know, the whole reason I started playing an instrument was because I had been singing since I was about 7, 6 or 7. That was the first time I ever got, you know, paid to perform. And I started playing with musicians, and I had been songwriting since I started singing. And, you know, just in order to put on a real feel performance and not have to sing the karaoke tapes and be able to write my own songs, I had to rely on other musicians. And any other musician I knew was, you know, they were between, I don't know, mid-20s to mid-50s. And some of them aren't exactly super reliable. Shocker there. So I just figured if I learned an instrument myself, and I wouldn't have to rely on anyone else. And guitar was just cooler when it comes down to it than piano, or, you know, and much easier to lug around. And, you know, I'm a Zeppelin baby and
Ooh.
Beatles and stuff like that. So guitar was just the way to go.
By the way, did you, you must have known Johnny Lang then too, right?
I did, yeah.
Did you guys ever play any together anywhere?
Yeah, we've played shows together. He was on my Love Guitar's Big Suspicions album as well. We co-wrote a song on that album called Love Me Like That.
Oh, okay.
I actually bunked with him for quite some time in L.A. when I first moved there. I kind of moved there and didn't have a house yet. And because I was so young, it was really hard to get people to take me seriously to buy a place or rent a place out. So. Yeah, I stayed at Johnny's for a long time. We're still great friends, and our kids, he just played here in Minneapolis. I actually didn't even go into the show. Our kids just, you know, love playing together in the bus and stuff. So, yeah, we're more in the mom and dad, relationship now than players, but,
well, that's...
but one of these days it'd be nice to, I'd love to record again with him and maybe do a tour or something with him and, you know, open up for him or something. That'd be fun.
That is cool. That is really cool. I tell you what, folks, we're going to take a brief break here. Shannon Kerfman is our special guest. Shannon, when we come back, I do want to talk about your new website. You revamped it and it looks really, really good. And we'll talk more about the Blues Fest, which is coming up this weekend. Okay.
All right.
Shannon Kerfman, our guest here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
take it for what it is. Live this right for the moment.
Man, I'd give anything to play guitar like that. Shannon Kirpin, our special guest tonight here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. She will be in Fargo on Saturday for the Winter Blues Fest. By the way, I was just checking your Facebook page, and I want to say hello to Andrew. He's tuned in on the internet from Traverse City, Michigan. So
yeah, I saw that. Pretty cool.
Welcome aboard there, Andrew. Thanks for tuning in. We have a guy here by the name of Mike Waters.
Yes.
And he said he met you many, many years ago, face-to-face. And he said he was at the park, by Island Park, and he was playing tennis. And he said that there was this little redhead girl that came up and asked if she could chase the tennis balls for him. Do you remember now?
I do remember that. Yeah, I had a pretty sizable crush on that man for my growing up years. Yeah, I was always pretty impressed with his knowledge of classic rock when I used to listen to him on the radio. So, yeah, that's pretty much, I guess I should have figured out my passion for music just from that being enough to impress me just in general in life. Yeah, I was hoping to marry that guy for, I don't know, probably a good 4 or 5 years.
Oh, does he have a soundbite for his show now?
Yeah, I was, you know, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, but, you know, still counts.
Yeah, Mike Waters is big with the 6-year-olds. There's another soundbite for you, Mike.
Thank you, Scotty. Yeah, he thought you were around 10 at the time, and you had mentioned that you were looking to play guitar. So it must have been right around that time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I used to do anything I could to try and win, like, the different, like, call-in sweepstakes sorts of things with his radio station, just so I could try and get up there to pick up my prize and really see a studio and where they actually do radio from. And, oh, yeah, I was a little stalker.
Shannon Kirpin, our special guest here on KFGO. Before we get to the Blues Fest, tell us a little bit about your new website. What caused the new development of it there?
Oh, well, I'm super lazy, and I hadn't done anything to my website for about 10 years. I tried redoing it once, or having it redone another time, with a structure where I could update it myself, and I just still didn't quite get it. So if it's not super easy when it comes to technical stuff, I kind of just bow out. So this way, we made it a lot more interactive where, when I'm on the road and things like that, I can just post, kind of like little journal entries and things. I started getting a lot of feedback from people like on my mailing list and things like that going, hey, we'd love to keep up with you and what you're doing, but we're not Facebook people or we're not Twitter people. You know, where'd you go? Why aren't you sending out email blasts and things like that? So I figured just getting ShannonKirpin.com back up and running could be just a good go-between, and people can go there and I still don't have to, send a bunch of spam to people. so I don't like bothering anyone.
It's interesting you say that because I'm finding the guests that I talk to from time to time more and more are getting into doing some of this social media work themselves.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that with the people that you associate with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just a really good outlet for people to understand their fans more. It helps us with our business to kind of realize what people are wanting from us and the things that people really respond to. It's that instant gratification too, where, it's nice that we can put a song out there or say, hey, we're in the studio today with so-and-so, and people get excited, you feed off that stuff. So, I love it. I mean, I love Facebook. I don't really quite get Twitter. I think it's just almost too simple, or I don't understand. I must be missing something. I love Instagram. I don't know, maybe it's part of being from Fargo too, because I have a lot of friends that are big in the business and, you know, they grew up in LA and stuff, and they maybe aren't as personal, but, you know, I am from Fargo. Or, you know, someone calls you and it's the wrong number and you talk on the phone with them for 45 minutes, you know, and you're apologizing to them because they called you, you know, it's like.
Oh, by the way, Andrew wrote back and said, thank you, guys. Big fan of Shannon Kirkman.
So, from
Michigan.
Nice.
Very good. By the way, I think I read you're already running kind of short of material, the T-shirts and stuff that you're going to be selling at your shows.
Yeah.
Are hot items already.
Yeah. I you know, planned on selling a certain amount online with thinking that, you know, I think it was 3 days it would be total, sort of a pre-sale thing before the shows for people that don't live in Minneapolis and Fargo. And they sold out. So I don't have any T-shirts for Fargo and Minneapolis. And I happened to ask my agent today, I said, how many tickets are actually being sold in Fargo? And he said, like 600 or 700, and they're almost sold out as of today. So I said, well, we might have a problem with the T-shirts and the hoodies. So, we have someone that we found that's going to work through tomorrow afternoon and night and, you know, throughout the night, and we'll have them by Saturday morning, I guess.
Hey, are you a Justin Timberlake fan?
Yeah, I mean, I've known him since I was a little thing.
Oh, he's here Friday night.
What?
Yeah, he's here Friday night at the Dome while you're playing in Minneapolis.
Wow. I have a feeling he won't be staying there for an extra day.
Well, if you know each other, maybe we should see if we can drop him a note and tell him that you're going to be hanging in here and doing the show on Saturday night, see if he'll hang around.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't think most people with private jets hang out in the cold weather, though.
By the way, I heard there's 10 semis of his stuff already over the Dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big production. He has a pretty incredible show. Did you guys see Pink?
I did not, but I sure saw a lot of photographs of friends who went.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing show. I actually was planning on coming to the Fargo Dome to see that as well, and I ended up working or something, so I couldn't go. But, I went at the Target Center, and she's great.
17 truckloads, I think she had. I mean, it's just unbelievable what you guys bring around to all your shows. How many does this kid have?
It depends. We have usually, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 buses, and then semis. Ooh. Yeah, I'd say about 10.
Wow. Well, listen, we've got just a couple of minutes to go here. I got to mention now, the Fargo Blues Winter Festival is coming up this Saturday. And it's going to be over at the Doublewood. And I'm sure, because you're a Fargo native, you know of it, right? I mean, you've been there before, right?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. I think my dad stays there, actually, because he works for Burlington Northern.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he said to me the other day. But, I've stayed there before.
Now, you got a heck of a
plan on doing it again.
You've got a heck of a lineup coming up there, too. Do you remember who's on the tap with you?
No idea.
Okay.
I don't. Sorry.
Because my website is not coming up quite as fast as I was hoping it was going to come up here. And here we go. Now we got it. So coming up on Saturday, it is the Winter Blues Fest, and that's going to be over at the Doublewood. And let's see here. We have... You're going to be the closer, by the way.
And, yeah, we go on at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Sean Holt and the Teardrops before you.
Oh, that's right.
Maurice John Vaughn. Is that any relation to Stevie, or do you know?
Nope.
Okay, 5:30. And then the Blue Whalers Unplugged will be at 4 o'clock. And the tickets are $25. And as Shannon mentioned, they're almost probably sold out, the latest you heard anyway. So you can find out more information on that by going to the website, fargobluesfest.com. And once again, there's two versions, of course, the summer one and also the winter one. So you're going to have to click into the winter one to check that out. And that's a one-day only one where the winter or the summer one is a two-day event. And Shannon, I have to tell you, it is such a delight to talk to you again. I really appreciate you joining us here on KFGO. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you Saturday if they don't run out of tickets.
Yeah, and it's all ages. So you can actually, you know, this is something that you can bring your kids to and get them into some different kinds of music.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
Up next, folks, the news followed by the FM Derby Girls. They got a bout coming up this weekend.